Unipgakta Sulikuliap Yukta. Let's tell legends and stories.
Ungibadlta. Let's all tell stories.
Kanamjilta Kuliratlu. Let's tell legends and stories.
Welcome to KNOM's program, Let's Tell Legends and Stories, featuring traditional lessons and knowledge from the Bering Straits region. In this episode, we hear the story Broken Arrow, contributed to KNOM by Grace Sloco and narrated by Annie Conger.
Broken Arrow by Grace Sloco. Once upon a time, there were two Eskimo girls in one village who were very good friends, but they were opposite in character. While one girl was wise and conscientious, the other girl was foolish and careless. Nevertheless, the wise girl kept the foolish girl as a friend. One day, the wise girl was sewing on a piece of reindeer skin while her brother made arrows for his bow and arrows. After a while, he went out for a little break, leaving the arrow on his work. The girl was pretty good at sewing. In fact, she stitched so quickly that her thimble popped off her finger and hit the valuable arrow. The arrow fell to the floor, broken. Knowing what might happen, the girl hid the arrow under her sewing. When the young man returned from his break, he did not find it. Every time he went to do something else, he felt like he should get the arrow done first, so he would look for it, and he finally found it under his sister's sewing, broken. "Why didn't you tell me?" he asked the girl angrily, and he hit her on the head with the broken arrow. She cried very hard, even though it hadn't hurt much. It was the first time her dear brother had treated her that way. She got her sewing bag ready and left home, still sobbing. She went away because she wanted her brother to know that she was unhappy. She walked and walked and walked, hoping to be away from everyone. On the wild tundra, she came to a place where there was a whole lot of wet and worn-out water mucklucks lying on the ground. This girl was never idle, so she soon set to work on the mucklucks, fixing them up, pulling the soles out, wringing the water out, and putting them on the ground to dry. She sewed holes shut, and as soon as they were pretty dry, she left them ready to be worn. When this was all done, she went on, calmer than before. As she walked, she came upon a pile of fish next to a pond. So she got busy again, cleaning them and rinsing them in the pond, and pretty soon the whole bunch was done. She left the fish drying on the ground and walked on. She felt so alone and far from home, but soon she saw two houses in front of her. She walked toward them and took the trail that led to the further house. The door was open, and she could see a woman tanning and straightening a reindeer skin. The woman noticed her and spoke very nicely, asking where the girl was coming from. The girl told her all about what had happened, so the woman invited her in. Right away, the lady asked her if she would cook reindeer meat and make a special dish with it, sometimes called agutok. It's a mixture of reindeer fat and meat that is a delicacy. When she said yes, the girl was given the meat right away and fixed a good big dish. The lady there told her to cut a large piece and take it to the lady next door. But she also warned her, saying, "Don't go into the inner room when they ask you to." The girl took a dish next door, and the people there were very hospitable, coming around to her, greeting her, and asking her to come in. She thanked them politely, saying, "No, thank you." And the people brought out a pan of beautiful beads and gave it to her. She brought it back to the lady, and the lady was pleased. Then the lady gave the girl food to eat and water to drink. When this was done, the lady gave her sinew to make thread. The girl made thread after thread by smoothly twisting the sinew by hand. She was always very careful about her work. Then the lady told her she could use the thread to string the beads any way she wanted to. She had fun making all kinds of necklaces for the wrists and ankles. When this was done, the lady told her, "You can go into the bedroom and get some sleep tonight. Don't let anything bother you. Just get some sleep." So she did. When she woke up during the night and heard something going on in the other room, it sounded like when hunters come home, a whole lot of men talking, but she went back to sleep. In the morning, the lady woke up and gave her breakfast. Then she told her, "Go home now, taking the same way you came. Go on and don't look back, even when something is following you." She said that there would be something following her. It might even make her fall down, but the lady instructed her never to panic. "When you are almost at home, call your brother, yell for him, and run. Tell him that you're bringing him someone he can fight." Thanking the lady, the girl started home. Here and there, huge grizzly bears rested along the houses, and she knew why the lady had told her not to panic. So she walked on her path peacefully, as if nothing were unusual. Soon she realized that something heavy had been following her all the way. As she got closer home, the follower got closer as well. It was so close that it would push her to make her fall down, but she never looked back. She moved faster, half running and getting up whenever she fell. As she entered the village, people were running around in excitement. She started hollering to her brother, "Here, here, fight! Now I'm bringing you someone you can really fight." The men shot arrow after arrow behind her. When everyone was there, she finally looked back and saw a grizzly bear falling in death. As soon as it dropped, it was not a grizzly anymore. A handsome young man got out from the wound, and while the excitement continued, the man got to the girl and then went home. He became her husband, and they lived happily ever after. The friend, who was careless and lazy, came to visit the girl many times and always asked her how she got such a handsome man. And the girl would tell her the story. So the foolish girl got a skin and started to work on it. She wanted to get a young man like the other girl. She tried to break her brother's arrow with a thimble, but it wouldn't fly off her finger. Instead, she had to break it in half with both hands and hide it under her sewing. When she finally got her brother to hit her with the broken arrow, she ran away crying. She was on her way, and like the first girl, she came to the wet and worn mukluks. She worked on some, but was on her way again soon because she had gotten tired of them. Only some were done. When she came to the fish, she hurriedly cleaned them and ate some while she worked because she was hungry, but left the job half done. The other girl hadn't even eaten a bite there. Like the other girl, she was greeted by the lady at the house and given work to do, but she licked her fingers so much while making the special dish that it was a small one when done. The lady had her take some over to the neighbors. She took a very small piece, and the people there greeted her like the other girl and asked her to come in. She refused nicely and didn't enter. Then the people brought out her pan and only a small amount of beads. In making the thread, she was very careless too, so there were very few threads done, just enough for the beads. She strung a necklace or two, but it was not done like the other girl. She stayed overnight like the other girl and was told to go back in the morning. She saw the bears and ran and yelled the whole way back. Though she tried to do as the lady had instructed, she was too scared. Many times she fell and ran again, chased by a grizzly all the way. As instructed by the lady, she called for her brother when she got near the village. The men sent arrows at the grizzly, and when it fell, a little old man came out from the wound. The girl took him home, and he became her husband. The end.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Tell Legends and Stories. And a special thank you to Yayuk Alvana Stimpfel, Vera Metcalf, and Katya Wasily, who shared their voices in the introduction to this episode. If you would like to share or narrate a story, please call KNOM at 443-5221.